So all the talks are online. If you have missed any, you can go to our website. I think you can go to portsmouthbuddhacentre.com these days and it will forward to our usual website. But you can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. And all the talks are up and a whole bunch of other resources around the talks if you want to get more into it. And as usual, a little plug for our Sangha space where you can sign up and really take part in a much fuller way. Make your own contributions, share things that inspire you, ask questions. So, Religion Without God is the series. This is part four. In the first part of the series, we really just looked at what are the basic propositions of the Buddha. What does the Buddha say about the nature of reality? What's the basic Buddhist paradigm and where do we stand in a universe that doesn't start and end with God? Where do we stand? In the second week, we looked at ethics. And particularly, we looked at them in depth, the relationship between our way of taking in information from the world, the input that we get, and then our response, which is usually either desire or aversion. I like that, I want that, I don't like that, I don't want that. Yeah, that whole dynamic. And we looked at it in terms of ethics because we were exploring the relationship between that basic way of behaving and seeing the world and your subsequent experience of suffering. Exploring the connection there. Last week, week three, we looked at death. And it was really the kind of wisdom tradition in Buddhism around the nature of reality, which is our nature, and how that nature plays out through life and through dying and through death. The Buddhist tradition shows us how we make the world with our minds, and it offers a picture of how that usually goes for us, but it also offers a vision of how it might go for us. Beautiful, complex area, again, worth really spending time with on the website. Now, those of you who've done a bit of Buddhist study before might notice a little pattern there. Ethics, wisdom. One of the earliest patternings of Buddhist practice is ethics, meditation, wisdom. The big three. That's what you're kind of looking for to have going. All at the same time, they feed each other. Ethics, meditation, wisdom. So as you can imagine, the one we haven't quite touched on fully is meditation. And this week, we're going to look at meditation as magic. Practice as magic. And particularly in the sense of being a magical training discipline. We're going to look at it from various angles. We're going to touch on the relevance of magic in the Western theistic Judeo-Christian traditions and also in the pagan religious history. We're going to look at magic's place in Buddhist history and teaching and how it's evoked within our own Triratna community. And all of this is really to help give us a flavour of why I think it's helpful for us to have a certain kind of magic as an ideal for what it is to practice. So when you reach into the mysteries of the universe and into the mysteries of this life and this world and you don't find God, what do you find? And why is magic relevant to that?